This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Very sorry not to have been here last night, but I am here tonight. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If you see me shooting it, if you see a video of me shooting anything, well, that's where it came from. Tonight, second hour, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney. We'll talk, of course, second call defense stuff. We'll talk some NRA stuff. And, of course, we're going to talk about this this other stuff. And third hour, we're going to be joined by Aaron Cowan, and we're going to talk a little more. You know, there's a little bit more stuff out there now, so we're going to discuss that, what we do know. I don't know why that's telling me this. Anyway, Obama's predictable reaction to this latest heinous, unprovoked, fundamentalist, Islamic radical, terrorist massacre of innocent citizens on American soil would be embarrassing if it wasn't so disgraceful. Honestly, this guy's term cannot end quick enough. There's no excuse for his warped moral compass, the way he excuses the culpable. And his judgments are not happening in a vacuum. They're guiding his principles, which are leading to more, not fewer, attacks against us. And it's all orchestrated. You see what Chris Murphy's doing in the Senate today. He's filibustering. He wants gun control. They're not going to fund the Department of Justice unless he gets gun control, which, you know, quite honestly, that means Loretta Lynch go home. So I hope he continues to talk until January. Let him filibuster. Stop funding the government. I don't have a problem with that at all. After this deadliest mass shooting in the history of the United States at the hands of an Islamic terrorist at an Orlando, Florida nightclub, he couldn't sprint to the lectern, that being Obama, fast enough to tell Americans not to believe our lying eyes, saying we should view this slaughter through his perverse prism. Indeed, he says, what difference does it make if we call them that, Islamic radicals? What difference does that make? Well, it identifies them, you moron. In the military, you know, when we're getting out there and we're thinking about undertaking a military operation, it's nice to know who we're going against. And whether you want to admit it or not, that's who we're going against. Not all of Islam, just the 200 or 300 million that want to burn us to the ground. Those guys, yeah. Now, Obama has a selfish interest in denying that this was an act of Islamic terrorism by an Islamic terrorist, because this would be an admission of the failure of his policies. He's virtually withdrawn the United States from the war on terror unilaterally, operating on the grossly reckless assumption that Islamic terrorism springs from economic motivation. or our recent military actions in the Middle East, or some other such nonsense. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of people in the Middle East who parrot him while they simultaneously hate him. But Obama simply will not identify this or similar outrageous attacks as an act of Islamic jihad. I mean, in Amarillo, Texas, an Islamist took hostages, and they're saying, this was workplace violence. All Obama will say is that the FBI is investigating it as a generic act of terrorism. He said, we've reached no definitive judgment on the precise motivations of the killer. And I've directed that we must spare no effort to determine what, if any, inspiration or association this killer may have had with terrorist groups. He called 911 and told who his association was with prior to his attack. What inspiration, what association? This insistence on tying homegrown terrorists to formal terror groups when they're not distorts the reality that we're dealing with an ideological epidemic, which some terrorists connect to terrorist organizations and others do not. Some are simply inspired by them. They don't have to go around carrying a membership card to ISIS, a membership card to Al-Qaeda. They get out there and say, this is my thing. This is the way it is with political ideology. It does not have to. You don't have to be. Ideas don't require membership. Efforts to deny that other terrorists are connected with such groups when they actually are, particularly the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, serves Obama's purpose of pretending that he's got such groups under control. Now, anyone with average intelligence and observation skills know that Islamists are at war with infidels, and the United States, we're being the great Satan, is at the very top of that list. In fact, everybody but them. And some of them are there at war with some of them. I mean, being a Muslim is not a default safety position when dealing with these guys. They kill plenty of Muslims as well. And it doesn't matter how rich or poor these religious ideologues are. Their aim is to kill us. Their aim is to kill those who won't submit or convert. And this is not rank speculation. They tell us this every time they open their faces. Obama has this bizarre notion that if we would just be nicer to the terrorists, or if we'd release the detainees from Guantanamo Bay, if we'd quit intervening in other nations' internal affairs... Well, scratch that one, because Obama, he gets involved in all kinds of internal affairs. And if we would renounce the use of enhanced interrogation techniques, the terrorists would come around. Or at least their ability to recruit would be diminished. And, I'm sorry. We haven't been, here in the United States, we have not been inciting terrorists since the 7th century. This is nothing new. Their behavior is not a new thing. I mean, it's been this way for quite some time. There is no way to appease these people. Our enhanced interrogation techniques are, putting towel over somebody's face and pouring water into it. And it's uncomfortable, to say the least. Theirs, on the other hand, includes, the short haircut, stoning, drills in the hands, feet, Very enhanced interrogation. Not really looking to get any information, just wanting to cause pain. Now, as almost every other tragic event, Obama's using this to go on the gun control hunt. He said, this massacre is a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school or in a house of worship or a movie theater or in a nightclub. Simultaneously ignoring the fact that all this happened under his watch. They got to blame the hardware, the inanimate object. And that's because all of this is a highlight of his failure. This is a highlight of liberal policy failure. You've got one protected group attacking another protected group. That's like when the, protected bird eats a protected fish. What are you going to do? You're going to blame the water? You're going to blame the air? What are you going to do? Obama said we need to demonstrate that we are defined more as a country by the way they live their lives and by the hate of the men who took them from us. We had nothing to do with this killing there, pal, okay? We don't need to examine ourselves. We don't, there's no words to describe your insanity, but it's not America's fault that this happened. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If you see me in a video and I'm shooting it. It came from there. So, now as we learned in Florida, if you're selling alcohol and you're making more than 51% of your income from that, then your establishment is, by law, a gun-free zone. And that's why this Pulse Club was a gun-free zone. Obviously, Mateen, with his slight brush with, there's all kinds of video of him surfacing now in his security guard uniform, knew enough about the law to understand that would be the case. However, there is always the possibility, like in Garland, Texas, where they drove up on what they perceived to be a gun-free zone. Of course, they were dealt with by a police officer rather harshly. There's always a chance that they're going to drive up on something where it isn't a gun-free zone. So how do we, as concealed carriers, if we deal with the bad guys, if we deal with the active spree shooter, the rapid mass murderer, the terrorist with a cause, if we deal with them, how do we make sure the police understand we are on the same card as they are? More and more police agencies today are teaching a rapid single officer response to an active shooter call combined with larger numbers of armed citizens with CCW permits. There's going to be a real chance that another armed responder may be on scene if you decide to engage the killer. So you're in this rapidly evolving stressful event like that. It's very easy for the responders to make mistakes. I don't think it's that easy because the responders will, everybody's going to be looking for something in particular. And, in the case of the Clackamas Mall, there was one responder, there was one shooter. He made no mistake. Nobody made any mistakes about him. And it's going to happen really quick. I don't know how many people are going to be able to run up. What'd I miss? I don't think that's going to be the case. It's going to be no good, though, if you stop the killing only to be shot by another CCW permit holder or a responding police officer who mistakes you for the killer. So you don't want to be standing. This is all simple strategy, and this is going to require a presence of mind that most people may find that it would escape them. But here's one thing that you don't want to do. You don't want to be standing over a bunch of dead bodies with a gun in your hand if a police officer shows up. This is not going to look good. In the dozens of simulated active shooter scenarios that are run, students have had the most difficulty dropping or holstering their firearms after neutralizing the killer involved. That weapon, in this situation, when you have drawn down and fought and won, that gun can become like a security blanket for you. You don't really want, you're stressed out. You're jacked. And you really don't want to put it away. You've been pushed into this situation you didn't want to be in the first place. So you are probably going to be reluctant to holster that weapon. Even when there are no more obvious threats in the scenario, students are very reluctant to put their guns away. In most self-defense shooting, covering a downed bad guy with a pistol is not a bad plan. It's not such a good idea in an active killer event with multiple victims and lots of people on the phone to the police. A bystander who didn't see the entire event may actually report to the police that you are the killer. When he sees a gun in your hand, responding cops might shoot first and ask questions later when they see you matching the description of the killer holding the gun in your hand at a scene with multiple gunshot victims because you have been misidentified. They're saying you, the guy with the blue sweatshirt and the blue jeans, he's the active shooter. You're wearing a blue you're the one they saw. So, if you choose to act, get your gun out of sight as soon as the threat is neutralized. Holster it. Keep your hand on it if you feel like you need to, but don't be in a high-profile shooting stance. If you feel safe doing so, put your hands in the air to show responding cops that you are not a threat. They call it positioned soul. They say that's useful, too, if the threat is still active. Even a modified soul with a weak hand home gun, the gun would be a good option. The closer the gun is to the body, the less visible it is to the responding cop. So shielding it might be better, although, you know, still be prepared. If you're afraid to holster your weapon because further action may seem imminent, bring the gun close to your body and cover it with a support hand and get some cover. That makes things a little bit better. You may have to deal with the shooter's gun as well if you choose to disarm the shooter. And that's only advised if you have to move past the shooter to engage a second killer or if the unsecured firearm presents an obvious danger to bystanders. The same rules apply. But get the cover. Not only cover from the shooter you just dropped, but also cover between you and the likely location where the police are going to show up. Let that moment diffuse itself. In a horrible event like an active killer scene, your gun will seem like the most important piece of life-saving equipment that you can hold on to. And it is exactly that. But when the police show up, the engagement is over. So at that point, your weapon now becomes more of a liability for a moment until the police figure out who the players are. And that's what you got to get past. You got to get past that point. Recognize that fact, you know, don't be seen as the threat. Get in a position. Make sure they know you're there. When they come in, announce your presence to them. They want to see your gun. Throw your gun out. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. You just saved a whole bunch of lives. This happens more often, you know, it happens a lot. It happens a lot. And, well, I mean, just the other, not, well, last year, I guess it was, the first year of Chicago, of Illinois concealed carry, an Uber driver had a guy shooting into a crowd. And even though it's against the rules of Uber, the Uber driver engaged the shooter that was in the middle of a crowd. He managed to hit the shooter only. I do not know if he still drives for Uber or not, because Uber does not like guns, but he did stop a killing. And the cops did not make a mistake that he was the bad guy. Even the Chicago cops. I mean, Jerry McCarthy, when he was the police superintendent, he got out there and said, "We'll shoot these concealed carriers and ask questions later." We'll just shoot him. Filling me with all kinds of confidence. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase suitcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out if you see me shooting it. That's because I got it from AmmunitionDepot.com. Heard it all now, Ben. They're watching me now on big screen. And their terminology, big-ass TVs on YouTube. That's what I'm being told in the chat room. YouTube on a big-ass TV. Watching the radio show. If only I could get permission from GCN for the pole dancers I've requested. Probably be a much more entertaining show, yeah. I think so. However great this shock of this massacre in Orlando is going to be, it's only a matter of time. First of all, we've done the two-step dance where we have pivoted to gun control. It's got to be about guns. It has nothing to do with Islam. It has nothing to do with promoting this LGBT in-your-face lifestyle across the planet. No, that's none of that. It has to do with guns. But before long, look at it as I throw stuff around the studio. Before long, we're going to start hearing again the fact-free dogma that diversity is our strength. Now, if there's any place in the Guinness Book of World Records for words repeated the most often over the most years without one speck of evidence, diversity would be a prime candidate. Is
diversity our strength? Or anybody's strength anywhere in the world? Does Japan's homogenous population cause the Japanese to suffer? Have the Balkans been blessed by their heterogeneity? Or does the word Balkanization remind us of centuries of strife, bloodshed, and unspeakable atrocities extending into our times? Has Europe become a safer place after importing vast numbers of people from the Middle East with cultures hostile to the fundamental values of Western European civilization? Back in the day, and I mean back in the 60s and the 70s, they would tell you, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. That was once a very common saying. Today, after generations since the 70s, we have been indoctrinated with the rhetoric of multiculturalism. The borders of Western nations on both sides of the Atlantic have been thrown open to people who think it is their prerogative to come as refugees and tell the Romans what to do, and to assault those Romans who don't knuckle under to the foreign religious standard. This recent wave of refugees flooding into Europe include Muslim men who have been haranguing European women on the streets for not dressing modestly enough, not to mention their sexual molestation of those women, and in some cases, they beat the living mud out of them, slapped them, knocked them to the ground, whatever you want to say. Now, the smug elites in Europe, like their counterparts here in the United States, are not nearly as concerned about such things as they are about preventing Islamophobia. We heard that the other day coming from CARE, the Council on Arabic and American and Islamic Relations, CARE. They look at homophobia and say that runs hand in hand with Islamophobia. The same people who are afraid of gay people are afraid of Islam. Legal restrictions on free speech in some European countries make it a crime to sound the alarm about the dangers to the culture and to the people. In the lofty circles of those who see themselves as citizens of the world, it is considered unworthy, if not hateful, to insist on living according to your own Western values or to resist importing people who increase your chances of being killed. Now, if you don't have the instinct for self-preservation, it's not going to matter much in the long run, whatever else you may have. Our strength is not in diversity. Our strength has been in the past in recognizing and then uniting against every enemy despite our own internal differences and struggles. We have managed to do this more than once. Black and white, Jew and Gentile, we have fought and died for this country in every war. And I just use those as examples, but I could go on and on and on and on. It has not been our diversity, but our ability to overcome the problems inherent in diversity and to act together as Americans, not as a bunch of subsets, not as the LGBT community, the black community, the white community, the male community, the female community, the Asians, the Armenians, the Irish, the British. We just get rid of all of that. We just become Americans. In both World War I and World War II, the top commander of American troops who went into combat against the German army was of German ancestry, Pershing and Eisenhower, respectively. So, too, was General Karl Spatz, whose bombers reduced German cities to rubble. Whatever their backgrounds, when the chips were down, they were all American. Today, except in very few, in a few corners, that sense of American unity is being undermined by the reckless polarization of group identity politics, the sectioning off of people, making them a victim of this class or a victim of that class. This affects not only how Americans see themselves, but how others in the midst see America. Some people demand American citizenship as if it was an entitlement while burning the American flag and waving the flag of Mexico. And the apostles of diversity and multiculturalism watch in silence. And this includes our current president of the United States. Now, really, truly, probably most people in most groups are decent. But 85% of the people in Group A present no serious problems and 95% of the people in Group B present no serious problems, that means you can expect three times as many serious problems when you admit immigrants from Group A. And there's remarkably little interest in those relevant facts about crime rates and disease rates and welfare dependency or educational deficiencies among immigrants from specific countries. Most debates about immigration policies are contests in rhetoric, and hard facts are ignored as if they didn't exist. And this massacre in Orlando will not change this. This is a big wave. This is the wake of a ship that just passed by. It is high. And we're seeing a lot of stuff, but it will. It will in time hit the shore, and then it'll be done. Too many people have too much invested in their own particular position to change. Look at the conservative pundits out there saying this guy isn't the right guy. Look at the polls out there saying this guy isn't the right guy. Look at everything out there that you see going on today, and just remember how these people that pushed this on you have a whole lot invested in you believing that. And the biggest problem with people today, it is not fooling people. Fooling people is not hard. Convincing them that they have been fooled is very hard. It is very hard. So, pay attention. Pay attention. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about the worst, much worse attack that is coming, and how the government, just like in the Pulse Club in Orlando, they're not going to be able to save you. Only you will be able to save you. This is Lock and Load.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You see me in a video shooting it, I got it from them. And I got a pretty good deal on it, just like you can find all day long. I want you to picture a scene, if you will. We've read about it and heard about it. But let me set a scene for you, okay? After they shot this cat in Orlando, the SWAT members then rescued approximately 30 people who had been trapped inside the club, and they started carrying out the wounded. And then what was left was this scene with, I mean, just literal puddles of blood on the floor, in silence except for the buzzing and the chimes and the ringing of the mobile phones of the dead. That is a spooky scene. The Islamist terror attack carried out in Orlando was only worse. It was only beat by 9/11. But the sad part is, this is not the worst we will probably see. It's going to get much, much worse. In September of 2004, 385 were killed and 783 were murdered by Islamist Chechen terrorists in an attack on a school in Beslan, North Ossetia. Then there's the Mumbai terror attacks, where coordinated attacks by 9 Islamic terrorists over 4 days, 4 days of operation. In November of 2008, 166 people were killed, 60 plus were injured. On Saturday 21st, September 2013, 4 Islamist terrorists who had pre-staged their weapons attacked the upscale Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya. 63 were killed, 175 were wounded. This was one of the instances where gun carriers probably saved a bunch of lives because they fought them. casualties would have been much higher if an off-duty Special Air Service commando and other former SAS commandos and an IS Ranger had not organized shell-shock police and returned numerous times to rescue more than 200 people. That's what armed people do. Now, here, American counterterrorism experts know that such an attack or series of attacks is coming here. And they are adamant that we are not remotely ready for this kind of attack. In most cases, American police are not trained or equipped to counter this sort of terrorism. Our leaders and are in denial, and they've refused to pay for the training and the equipment they need. Go look at your local law enforcement. Go ask them, hey guys, how often do you get to train with your weapon? And they'll tell you, we get to qualify twice a year. Soft targets, shopping malls, theaters, schools, stadiums, concert halls, and clubs, they've all been attacked by untrained or poorly trained individuals and have created incredible, at least to us, casualties. When a trained terrorist cell from Hamas or Hezbollah or ISIS or Al-Qaeda or another group that has walked over from our undefended southern border finally launches one or more coordinated attacks, you're going to see unprecedented carnage and fear, unlike anything you've ever seen here in these United States. It's going to be like Invasion USA, like that really bad Chuck Norris movie. You're going to see shell-shocked police reinforced by federal law enforcement and civilians with their own weapons and gear holding the line and fighting the fight the best they can until the military and the Posse Comitatus Act, believe it or not, is going to have to be breached for this, manage to rush in some sort of counterterrorist unit like Delta Force or DEVGRU or SOG or the SEALs to do what must be done to take the terrorists down violently. And it's going to take the loss of several hundred lives before politicians and the media are forced to acknowledge the folly of soft targets and so-called gun-free zones that have been the scene of nearly every major mass casualty attack. So your politicians screaming for more gun control behind a phalanx of police and bodyguards after the attack have no interest in defending your life. They only want to exploit your death for their political gain. That's it. If you die, good. Dying is good for the politicians. Your death is good for you, good for them, because they're doing it right now. Go look at it. I'm sure Chris Murphy is still filibustering. I hope he filibusters until he passes out from dehydration. This kind of misdirection, our border, hey, they're probably already here. That's a big issue. Nobody seems to be taking it seriously on our political side. I've talked to people, like they talk about emergency preparedness in California, where they expect to have a really big earthquake, any old day now. And they told the citizens of California to expect to be without services for up to 3 weeks. In the meantime, every time you turn around, you see Californians being stripped of guns, being stripped of rights, we've come up with another way to confiscate guns. And by the way, services being withheld for 3 weeks, that includes the cops. Now, in places like L.A., the gang members outnumber the cops 3-1. And in some police departments, nobody has talked to them about this earthquake scenario that a bunch of geologists feel is going to come. And I look at from the outside and say, this is going to be horrible. We're going to be hearing horror stories if it can get out of the place. Or when we finally get the lights turned back on wherever they have been off for a while, we're going to find all kinds of carnage. Just because people were simply unable to defend themselves. We have a choice in most places that are not California. Politically, we can fight against gun-free zones. We can deny going into gun-free zones. We can just simply not do it. We can seek out good training. We can go and train and train and train and train. It doesn't take a lot of rounds, but it does take, you can move through the movement over and over again without firing a shot. Then live fire. Live fire is a reward. And always, always carry a gun. Carry a gun. Because the best hope you're going to have if such an attack happens to you is going to be a concealed weapon. And good defensive handgun training and the will to defend your life. If it happens in front of you, some of you are going to have to baptize yourself immediately. You see some of these bad guys in front of you, pop them in the head. Pop them in the head and take their junk. Take their equipment from them and then point it at somebody and start laying down on the hammer. If you don't know how to operate it, of course, don't pick it up. I don't think I can think of anything that they might drop that I don't know how to operate, but that's just because I have taken the time to familiarize myself with most things. I'm not that concerned about doing that, though. I'm not, you know, in those one of those moments, not going to be a problem. Not going to be a problem. But it's most surely coming. It is coming as surely as the next Super Bowl or the next World Series. I don't know when. Nobody knows when. But it's going to happen. Have you noticed how since 9/11 it has begun to progress where we have more and more of these Islamic shootings? And no, I don't blame all of the Muslims for this. Just the 200 or 300 million that we don't know exactly who they are, that they won't throw out at us. Muslims, if you don't want to be swept in by all of this, then you had best start working with us to eradicate it. Otherwise, you got nothing to talk about. You got nothing to talk about. Nothing to complain about. Coming up next, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.